The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the people reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, listening to that story in the Gospel this morning, what would you take from it if you were listening and thinking about it? Does any, what comes across to you? And one of the things that comes across to me very strongly in the Gospel this morning is that Jesus was aware of the people's needs long before they were aware of them. Now, we often think we got to beg and beg the Lord for what we need. No. The Lord always provides for our needs. Always. Also comes across this morning the generosity of the Lord. We're told he gave them more than they could possibly eat or manage. And do you notice a very important little sentence in the Gospel this morning? When everybody had had enough, he said, "Gather up the fragments and the scraps that are remaining. Let nothing go to waste." God never lets anything go to waste. And everything that happens, I keep saying to you, and I hope you believe it, and it's a great attitude to life, to see everything that happens as part of God's plan. A lot of people maybe at the moment are feeling very down, very depressed, very fed up. But believe me, God will not let this time, this pandemic, what we're going through at the moment, He will not let it go to waste. And out of it will come many, many blessings. Even now, it's amazing the number of people maybe who never noticed before. People are talking about how clear the air is. And they're beginning to admire things they never admired before, because we're not rushing and running about the place. We have some time. So let this be a time in your life to stop and think. And just think of the many blessings we have. And be very aware how blessed we are not to be in hospital, not to have contracted the coronavirus, that we have some food, and if not, there are means where we can get some food. Look at all the people in the world who are hungry, people who are refugees, people who have no opportunity of social distancing, which probably most of us have. So let's count our blessings rather than, you know, saying how awful this is. Everything passes, and this too will pass.